Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, folks, good morning. It's Friday. I'm thinking I'm doing Aces Radio Live. I want to tell everybody good morning. It's Troy Dooley. I am glad to be back. This is the first day I've actually hosted the show. It's funny, I'd always do that on a Friday right before a great weekend. But I've got Mr. Jim Gilhouse with me. Jimmy, how you doing, buddy?
I am doing absolutely awesome, my friend.
Man,
it's good to have you back.
Oh, it's good to be back. It is good to be. What better day to come back than Feedback Friday? I mean, that's the day when you can really share with people how your week has been and what's been going on and how your business is growing or your personal life or anything else. So I just get stoked. I really love what we do. And when we can go out there and help people, then that's what it's about. Even when we can go out and in some cases, helping people means letting them go. Because sometimes people just want to go do their own thing. And you just say, hey, you know, I'm here. If you ever need me, call me. You just let them roll.
There you go. Life is just, life is what happens while you're making other plans, first and foremost. And secondly, there's two ways to look at virtually everything, and that's with the spirit of abundance or the spirit of scarcity. And I believe that the spirit of abundance is the only way to look at it, man, plain and simple.
That's all we can do. You know, one of our mentors, and most people probably don't know this, but Jimmy and I both have followed Forrest Gump's teachings for years. And, you know, life is truly like a box of chocolates, and especially when you're a network marketing man. You just roll with it, pick up one, chew on it, and keep on cranking, man. That's all it's about.
Forrest Gump, huh?
Forrest Gump.
That's, you know, some of the most profound yet simplest wisdom comes from the simplest of beliefs. And that concept that you just talked about, you know, life being like a box of chocolates. You know, if every prospect's like a box of chocolates.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you never know exactly what you're going to get. Every meeting is like a box of chocolates.
Oh man, for a profession that teaches, preaches, and lives duplication. Just think of all the different personalities we have at the CEO's position at every network marketing company you and I have ever met. They are the most diverse group of men and women, I think, in the world, and yet they all, for the most part, all of them have one common dream and goal, and that is to create a company with a compensation plan that allows the individual, the average, everyday, mom-and-pop American person that made this country great to continue to have the American dream in their back pocket and be able to go out there and change their family's lives. And I look at where we're at today, and I think, man, what would it have been like back in the 30s or the 40s or the 50s when our industry was really, really getting out and really starting to crank compared to the day? We've had some pioneers go before us, Jimmy, that's allowed us now to do, you know, radio shows and to bring people in and to be international in just a matter of weeks when we launch our companies. I just think the timing is beautiful if people get off their butt and really want to go out there and do something.
Well, you know, like our friend John Fogg likes to say, you know, thank the Internet, blame the Internet. It doesn't really matter which side of the fence you're on that one. But the truth is, shift happens, and technology is greatly either the blame or the reason, depending on your perspective, as to why things are happening today at such alarming rates, and they're going to continue to grow. I mean, I think about what things are going to be like when Jet and when Cameron are going through college, and how fast technology is going to be evolving by the time they get to that point.
Oh man!
Now I watch my grandson today, who we've got this program that Jules got from TV.
Mm-hmm.
That's called Your Baby Can Read. We watched it on the commercials, the infomercials and stuff on TV, and we looked at this and I was like, wow, is this for real? Well, she got this program for him, and his vocabulary at 18 months, in fact, he won't even be 18 months until December, so he's 17 months old. He'll be 17 months old on the 3rd of November. And his vocabulary is growing by leaps and bounds already at such an alarming rate from the use of this interactive DVD program.
Wow.
And it's something that wasn't even available that long ago. And that yet that technology is growing so fast. That's giving these kids such a head start on so many things that we never had in our lifetime.
Oh, man.
And it's just amazing to see how that stuff is being integrated into day-to-day life.
Mm-hmm.
But it's even more amazing when you look at it in terms of how it's integrated into business, into the process of duplication. Because that process is so much simpler now thanks to or because of, and I choose to say thanks to, you know, the internet. Because there's that technology gives us the ability to do and learn so many things so much faster. It gives us the ability to tap into a program that you would used to have to go to a meeting to watch or you know, to a hotel or something. You can tap into a webinar from the comfort of your own home today and have the synergy of literally tens, twenties, hundreds of people, and in some cases even thousands of people tapped into one online webinar that's being conducted more than likely from someone's home, but yet there are literally thousands of participants that are able to tap into it via the internet.
That is so true, man. That is so true. And, you know, it makes me think. We see the technology. We see what's going on. We see our kids. But I'm gonna take it back a little bit, and this will probably touch your heart maybe more than it does other people's. But I'm in Salt Lake City last week, and I go out to eat, and we go to this little steakhouse called the Roadhouse Steakhouse, and it's crowded, it's crazy, you know. But we sit down, we have a great meal, and as we're leaving, this place is very friendly. But as I'm walking out the door, There's this gentleman standing there, about 5'5", decked out like a cowboy. He's got his little six-shooter on, and he's got his hat on. And he's got the biggest smile, Jimmy, on his face. And as I'm walking up, I'm at the back of the group that we're at, and he's smiling and waving at everybody else, and they go on out the door. And I stood there for a second, and I chatted with him. And he's 22 years old. He's got Down syndrome, and as I'm chatting with him, and he's sharing just with this exuberant smile that won't go away, and we're chatting, and he's saying, I love my job, because I ask him, how long you been? They hired me when they first opened the door, and I ask him if I could just be the greeter. I didn't want to do that other stuff. It's too hard. I just love people. And I thought, here's a guy that probably when the process of his creation was coming about and the mom and dad were going through the struggles with the doctor and the doctors there, you know, that I'm sure the thoughts crossed their mind, what will happen to our son? And I pulled out my book when I got back to the room, Failing Forward. And I looked at the title. I didn't read anything. I just looked at the title, and I thought back to this gentleman now that is successful, that is out there living the dream that he had. And I thought, you know, if I could get our organizations, if I could get our listeners just to understand, it's not the circumstances in life that hold us back and cause us to fail. It's how we address those circumstances. Because this kid was sitting there, and hey, maybe he can use the internet, maybe he's got a cell phone, but he was so pure in loving everybody that came out that door. You come to visit us again? And I said, well, I'm in Florida, and that's okay. There's planes. You can still come up here and eat if you want to. I mean, he was so quick with his wit, Jimmy. And I thought, man, I'd love to have a whole organization full of people with that kind of attitude, because you know where? I mean, there's nothing can hold that kid back, man. He can go anywhere he wants to. And I wanted to share that today. I was so excited when we were doing Feedback Friday, because I thought, if people can just look around them and understand, it's not the circumstances, it's how we address them, and realize there's always somebody that we could say, well, they're worse off than I am, but yet how they address it makes the biggest difference in the world. And I just love that. And I thought of us and what we do, and some people would look at me and you and think, man, those guys don't have, they shouldn't be where they're at today. You know, they don't have the right background or the right parents or the right schooling, or they got accents to their voice, or they get a little rough on their videos. But you know what? We as, and I mean this in a humbling way, folks, if you're listening, but the one thing that you get with Jim Gilhouse and Troy Dooley is we're the same person, whether we're behind the screen, on the stage, or just living our life with our wives and our family. You know, we don't hide it. And that's how this little Down syndrome gentleman was. He was living his life like he does every day. And that's what you've got to do if you want to attract the right people to your team. So, that, you know, I was on a rant there, Jimmy, but I just, that was a, I just love, I'm, I can replay it in my mind right now as I'm watching it.
Well, you know, I'm gonna, I want to reiterate what you said. I want to say it just a slightly different way because it resonates, and you're right. It does feel good. You know, but we all, you know, the strangest thing about life in our business is not who we get to join our business. Because that, you know what? That's exactly who's supposed to be joining our business at whatever point of development and evolvement where we are personally. Because we never get the people in our business that we want. I'm going to say that again. We never get the people in our business that we want. We get the people in our business who we are.
Mm-hmm.
Because the law of magnetism is so strong. And when Troy says, you know, when it comes to Troy Dooley and Jim Gilhouse, you know, you get what you see. There is no facade. Amen to that, man. I mean, I don't believe in this philosophy, fake it till you make it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very simple process. If you're upfront and straightforward with people, some people are going to be repelled by that. Some people are going to be offended by that. Some people are going to be downright disappointed by that. I mean, I got an email just yesterday about the differences between a viewpoint of a conservative and a viewpoint of a liberal. And, you know, I'm only going to use one analogy with the many that were in there, and that's the fact that typically the conservative, when they're offended by something, you know, whether it be a book or a television program or a billboard or a person or anything, they simply make a choice to change the channel, either throw it away or, you know, whatever it may be. They make a choice to change the channel. Whereas the liberal goes on a crusade to say, you know, this needs to be banned. This is offensive to me. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
In our Constitution, I don't remember anywhere having the right not to be offended. I know that there's the freedom of speech, there's a freedom of press, there's a freedom of information, but I don't remember anywhere in there that you have the freedom not to be offended. If you take offense to something that I say, change the channel. Turn off the computer. Hang up the phone. If I offend you in some way, it's probably because, you know, you disagree with my fundamental beliefs and philosophies. That's your right. However, change the channel. It's not going to hurt my feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Transparency, folks, is something that we have to subscribe to. Because in this industry, if you're not transparent, if you're not upfront and believable, people will see through it. People will either A, not want to be a part of it, or B, as soon as they realize it, they will leave and they will run away quickly. So to caveat again what Troy was saying, we don't get those people in our business that we want, not until we become the person who we want to attract. And only then will we start attracting the people we want into our business.
But man, when we do, what a huge, huge thing that is. And it goes back, Jimmy, to the 21 irrefutable laws. It goes back to failing forward. Folks, you have to be, if you're not yourself, if you're not focused on fixing you first, you're not going to be able to go fix other people. You're not going to attract the people that you're going to be attracting those people just like you. And if you're sick and your attitude's not right and your mindset's not right, your agenda's all wrong, you're going to attract those type of people. And then you're going to be calling your upline. You're going to be whining and moaning, saying my downline won't do what I want them to do. There, nobody's paying attention to me. And you know exactly what your upline's going to say, think. He may not say it, but here's what he or she's going to think. Well, they're acting just like you because you don't listen to me. You're not part of the team. You're not on the training calls. You're not going to the meetings. You're not getting the system. You're not filling your funnel. And unless you're willing to look in the mirror and say, what do I need to change? That's what happens. And it's kind of funny. I'm going to go back to a story this week, Jimmy. I'm in another restaurant, and as I start to walk into the door, the owner of the company that I'm working with turns around. He said, Troy, I want you to look at something for a minute. And I said, all right. So we turn around. He said, see that big feed mill right across the street? And, I mean, it was god-awful ugly. Right in the middle of this beautiful suburb of Salt Lake City with all this new development going on and all these beautiful buildings and strip malls and restaurants and homes up on the mountainside. Here's this feed mill that looks like it's been there since the 1800s, and a big old train track going right through the middle of town. I said, I see it. What about it? He goes, does it look familiar at all? You know, and I'm sitting there, and I'm thinking, well, I grew up in the Midwest. I said, I used to have equity in a feed mill in Kansas City, but I said, what are you getting at? He goes, that's the feed mill that was used in Footloose back in the 80s. He goes, they filmed it right here. He goes, where you're standing was a gigantic open field. And I'm looking around, and I went back to the room and jotted down in my journal. I thought, you know, here is what we would call an icon in a great movie from the 80s. But in the middle of all this progress is a building that hasn't really come up to date with what's going on. And I thought, how many people in our teams come on board? And as new technology comes out, as a new product is introduced, as a new marketing tool is put out, they try to hold on to the past. They try to say, well, I don't know if that'll work. You know, well, I don't know if I want to do that. And I thought, man, you know, if people just realize there's going to be change. And man, I look at you, Jimmy, as an example, because and you and Harry Wilkes has helped me do this, but I went out the other day and I started looking at a book at the bookstore on helicopters, and I look and see the technology and how helicopters have changed, and I thought, man, where would our armed forces be today if they were still trying to fly around in one of those old rounded Bell helicopters from Magnum PI instead of all this new technology that helps save lives and makes it faster and you can run under radar and all that. And it was a great week for me, Jim, not just to helping a client, but all these different things that I looked at for our own team and stuff. And I thought, man, if people would just stop trying to live in the past and would start making it for the future, they'd start hitting their goals faster.
You know, you mentioned something right there, and I couldn't agree with you more. And that's about the concept of change. Change is inevitable in life. And it doesn't matter where we are in life. Through the course of our lives, things are going to change. Some for the better, some for the worse. We don't have any control over the fact that change is going to happen. We have total control over how we react to the change that happens. And it's how we react, as you mentioned before, to our circumstances that truly dictate who we are. And what kind of life we make a choice to have. Because everything, and I do mean everything, about life is a choice. You know, Ed Foreman, senator from Texas and New Mexico, he was actually held a seat in the Senate from both states at one point in time. he has an organization based out of Dallas, Texas, and I forget the name of the organization right off the top of my head, but he travels around the country doing speeches and conferences for empowering people through their outlook. And he does these for everything from teenagers up through seniors. And he's in his, he's probably pushing, he might even be pushing 90s by now. Absolutely charming, charismatic individual. And he talks in these presentations about the fact that life's terrific. And if we were, you know, if no matter what happens to us, if we just pause for a moment and say, isn't that terrific? Doesn't matter how miserable something can be, if we take the time to pause and verbalize, isn't that terrific? With anything that happens to us through the course of our day, I guarantee you, if you can practice that one simple philosophy over the course of 30 days, you can turn your outlook around on your entire life. You'll have people that are, you know, are all of a sudden drawn to you, and they're asking you, you know, my God, man, what's different in your life? What's happening? And all it is incorporating, and it doesn't have to be terrific. It can be awesome. It can be outstanding. It can be, you know, any adjective that you want to use that's a positive affirmation. And you actually have to take the time to say it out loud. Because if you don't say it out loud, then your conscious voice is not communicating with your subconscious mind.
Mm-hmm.
And folks, as it says in the book Think and Grow Rich, your conscious voice is the most powerful tool on the face of the planet for communicating with your subconscious mind. Because if you say it out loud enough times, your brain starts to believe it, no matter what it is. Whether it's, I am the greatest, or I am unworthy, I don't deserve this, now, why me? Anything, whether it be positive or negative, if you communicate it with your own mind by way of your conscious voice to your subconscious mind, you can change your circumstances. And that's why it's going to be an amazing and terrific day today, Troy.
Oh, my gosh. It sure enough is. It's going to be that way all weekend. I'm looking forward to having some great nights and great time out with my kids this week. It's going to be awesome. But you hit on something there when you said change, and then Mark Layton's been chomping at the bit, so we got to let him talk or he'll go nuts. But, you know, when we talk about change, when we talk about speaking it out loud, when we talk about focusing forward, not looking at the past, you know, when I was in Salt Lake this week, I got called in there by a client who's been in business for 10 years. And the first 5 years of their business, they grew like crazy. Then they decided, because people were telling them you can grow faster if you just become a traditional network marketing company, that you'll see growth. So they became a traditional network marketing company and stagnated. And they called up and said, will you just come up here and look at stuff with us and give us some fresh eyes? And I did. And I said, let me ask you this. I said, who created your latest compensation plan? And they said, well, the guy that created it was a founding distributor for a nutritional company. And I said, I think that's your problem. I said, if you wanted to create change and you want to move your business forward, you need to be looking at companies that are like yours. I said, unless you're going to make your product into some new super juice and it's going to help people, you know, you're not going to make it. That's a whole different mindset. And all of a sudden they said, then we really shouldn't be doing this. And I said, you probably really shouldn't be in network marketing, not traditional network marketing. I said, you guys need to be looking at some of the upper end companies that are out here, companies like Keller Williams in real estate or Primerica Financial Services, and look at their compensation plans, because you're a service based company and so are they. You're not moving a product. you know, like a juice company was. And it was like a light came on because they saw where their numbers had been in the past. They saw where they stagnated. And all of a sudden, the three owners of this company, Jimmy, it was like we were in one of those movies where all of a sudden, you know, the light from heaven comes on and a light bulb goes off. And, oh, yeah. I mean, they were like so stoked in realizing, wow. And now all of a sudden, instead of wanting to sell their company, they're ecstatic about where the future will hold, all because they were open to change and realizing, okay, we can change and go on and make money. I mean, and this company makes 7 figures a year, but they wanted to do more. They want to be. They have such great causes that they want to do. And this has been that the way this whole day has gone for us on Feedback Friday is stories of change, stories of attitude. And I'm going to open the mic for the godfather of MLM, Mark Layton, because I know he will give us something that will just segue and tie this all up as we close out the show today.
Hey guys. Hey, Jim. You know, Jim, you said something in your last couple of minutes that really resonated with me. But, you know, you can change your attitude like flipping a light switch. So I challenge everybody out there listening within the sound of my voice, if a negative thought crosses your mind today, smile. Because a negative thought and a smile cannot coexist. And if you walk around smiling a whole lot more, people just may ask you, what are you smiling about? And then you've started a conversation, which isn't that the whole point? And then Jim, you said something about, you know, somebody saying, I am the greatest. You know, at the time Muhammad Ali was bursting onto the scene, I was a much younger man myself. And when he would say, I am the greatest, I said, look at this guy walking around bragging. Who does he think he is? But you know what? In retrospect, it was an affirmation. Because here was this scared little 21, 22-year-old coming up against big, bad Sonny Liston. So I am the greatest became like his trademark, and it was how he would mentally prepare himself for each one of his encounters in the ring. And by saying, I am the greatest, he arguably became the greatest of all time. So defending his championship against all comers and is still beloved to this day. So I just wanted to share that with you guys.
You know, you're absolutely right. And it reminds me, there's a song by Kenny Rogers, and I forget what the name of it is. Troy, I'd be willing to bet you know. But it's a song about this little boy who's going out and he's practicing throwing the ball up and hitting it. And it talks about how, you know, in one perspective, he's striking out, and in the other perspective, he's the best pitcher that ever lived.
Yep.
And I don't remember the name of the song, but
I think it's a great song. I think it's called The Pitch. I think it was a very short title, whatever it was. It was on his album that he brought out just a few years ago.
But it's all about how you look at it. You know, am I the greatest strikeout king because I couldn't hit my own pitches, or am I the best pitcher that ever lived? You know, it's absolutely awesome because it reveals, and thank you, Mark, for bringing that, you know, sparking that with the point about Muhammad Ali. Folks, we all have the choice. We have the power within us to create our own outlook every day with nothing more than a smile. Because a smile is contagious. A smile is much more contagious than a frown.
Mm-hmm.
Smile is much more contagious than a frown. And I'm going to leave you with that thought and with Mark's challenge. If a negative thought pops into your mind today, smile.
That's what it's about.
And if for no other reason, people are going to be wondering what you're thinking. Okay? Troy, tell them about the show this afternoon, why they need to tune in this afternoon.
Oh, my gosh. Folks, Aces Radio Live, 5 p.m. Central. You've got to be there. Kevin Thompson is one of the newest distributor rights attorneys in the nation, and he has taken on companies like Amway for his clients. And literally, over the course of the last two or three years, has been able to make great strides and inroads for distributors' rights at federal, state levels that are going to change the way this whole profession is going forward. You want to be on the show. You want to listen to what Kevin has to say. Aces Radio Live this afternoon. The phone number's over on the website. Be there 5 p.m. Folks, have an awesome day, and we'll see you on Radio for Your Mind on Monday.
Take care, everybody. God bless.